Hello, please permit me to share my excitement at the content of the latest issue of the St. Austin Review, the magazine, the Catholic cultural magazine that I edit. So this is volume 25, number 3. So we've been going since 2001. Volume 25, number 3, the May-June 2025 issue. And the theme, each issue has a different theme. This theme of this issue is Saints Alive, Celebrating the Church Triumphant. So basically, it's a celebration of the saints, is this issue, plus the regular columns, etc. So I'm going to go through what's in the issue. First of all, there are my editorial, which is always on the theme itself. So the actual title of my editorial is Saints Alive, Celebrating the Church Triumphant, and that's what it's about. Let's look at some of the saints who are featured in the issue. The Man Who Was Jerome by Thomas Banks. So that's obviously about Saint Jerome. And then Maura H. Harrison writes on Augustine's Confessions, Gathering Our Fragmented Souls. And there's a second article in the Great Saint Augustine, Four Ways Saint Augustine Can Help Us Rethink Ministry and Evangelization Today by Stuart Squires. And then we have The Seamless Garment of Sanctity, Magnus by George Mackay Brown, by Luca Fumagalli. Magnus, this is St. Magnus the Earl, the of Orkney, who's canonized and refers to the great convert poet George Mackay Brown's novel about St. Magnus, so a lesser known saint after, you know, St. Jerome and St. Augustine, those two giants of the early church. It's a medieval saint who was martyred. And then, To the Heart of Ecstatic Surrender, Mysticism in St. John of the Cross's Dark Night of the Soul. So by Christian Alexander Barkman. So on St. John of the Cross there and his poetry. You'll notice, by the way, that there's a method to the no madness. I edit this magazine and we're going through the saints in chronological order from the oldest to the more recent. And then we have A Saint's View of the State of the Church by Trent Beattie, and that actually refers to St. Alphonsus Liguori. And then what do we have after that? Lay Women Saints, Extraordinary Women Who Loved Ordinary... Sorry, do that again. Lay Women Saints, Extraordinary Women Who Lived Ordinary Lives with Great Love. That's by Louise Mary, and covers a number of female saints. And then not so much about saints as such, but the final theme-related article is No Lasting City, Man as Homo Viator by Curtis Williams, which is really looking at life, how as Homo Viator our lives are a pilgrimage, and we're all called to become saints. So if you like, concluding the theme-related section of the journal of this issue, by reminding us that we are meant to emulate and follow in the footsteps of the great saints. Then we now get to the regular feature articles that we have regular columnists. So the Tuning My Words to the Word column by Donald DeMarco, the theme of his article is, Does a Saint Know He Is a Saint? Donald DeMarco is a philosopher and he's obviously going to ask that question with a philosophical bent. And then a regular art feature, which we have by Sarah Cortez, Arts Alive. Clorinda Bell paints the temporal to reach the eternal. So focusing on the art of contemporary Catholic artist Clorinda Bell. And then we have a regular feature by John Beaumont, an Englishman writing from Yorkshire, who writes a regular feature on converts to the faith entitled Roads to Rome. And this week it's about St. Margaret Clitheroe, a Yorkshire martyr. So John writing to the theme of the issue, choosing a saint who is also a convert. Then we have our regular science column, Science versus Scientism, by the scientist Manuel Alfonseca, Spanish. And his column in this issue is Science and the Internet as Tools. Then Father Dwight Longenecker, my good friend, writes a regular column called Inklings, in which he relates usually the theme of the issue to the famous literary group, the Inklings, normally either C.S. Lewis and or J.R.R. Tolkien. And the title of his column this issue is The Spice of Heaven. Then we have a regular film column. We actually have two regular film columns in each issue late at the moment. Faith on Film by our regular film columnist K.V. Turley. And he is looking at The Strange Tale of the Passion of Joan of Arc, the great silent movie classic from 1928, which if you haven't seen, you should, especially with Richard Einhorn's recently, relatively recently composed score for it. Then the other film column is Movie Star Video Vero. And so that's Video Vero means I see the truth, basically, in Latin, but playing on the word video, of course. Movie Star Video Vero is the other film column. This is by Maria Boesma, and this is the film The Miracle Club, a recent film. Then Father Benedict Kiely, another good friend of mine, an Englishman who founded Nazarene, a charity to help persecuted Christians in the Middle East. But he writes a regular column called Sword of the Spirit, and his article for this this issue is Man and the Machine. And then a regular column by a homeschooling mum, basically looking at, shall we say, the domestic church, and her column this issue is What About Socialization? And the final regular column is as provided by members of the faculty of Ave Maria University, of which I am a visiting professor, and Ave Maria University is the publisher of St. Austin Review. And in every issue, we have a faculty member waxing on some subject or other, and that column is called Stella, Light from the Halls of Ave Maria University. And this issue, we have an article by Jessica Schnepp entitled Flannery O'Connor's Painful Grace. And we conclude each issue, not usually, with the Views and Reviews section, which is usually book reviews. And there are four book reviews in this issue. A review of Father Dwight Longenecker's book, There and Back Again, A Somewhat Religious Odyssey, which is actually his marvellous, excellent conversion story, which I recommend. And that's reviewed by Marie Dudzik. Then we have God on Stage, 15 Plays That Ask the Big Questions by the great philosopher Peter Kraft. And that's reviewed by Kenneth Colston. Then we have a review of The Economic Thought of Hilaire Belloc, A Christian Alternative to the Servile State by a Spanish economist called Afonso Diaz Vera. And that's reviewed by Dominic V. Casella. And then the final book review of the four in this issue is Pondering the Permanent Things, Reflections on Faith, Art and Culture by the late and great Thomas Howard. And that's reviewed by Jacob Pride. And in addition, we have poetry. I'll just go through some of the titles of the poems. Every issue has new original poetry. And in this, we have The Lamb Triumphant by Christian Barkman, Should Old Quietness Be Forgot by Donald DeMarco, The Key to Wedlock by Peter Kwasniewski, Bent by Philip J. Smaldino, and Habitare Secum by Sophia Nicula. So here we have it. That's just going through the contents of the latest issue of the St. Austin Review, the May-June 2025 issue. And I would recommend that you consider subscribing to this great journal and supporting it thereby. I've edited it since day one, way back in 2001. And the website address for the St. Austin Review is staustinreview.org. So St. as in just S-T, all running together. St. Austin, as in Austin, Texas. Oh, spell it. STAUSTINREVIEW.org. So go to staustinreview.org and subscribe to this wonderful magazine, even though I do say so myself as editor. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, goodbye and God bless.